it's important that I record the lectures because we get a lot into this. You didn't say that in lecture business, so I'm going to return to recording the lectures. How do I turn that thing on? The remote's missing. Oh, that's right. They put the... Okay, I didn't... That's doing something. Okay, good. We'll be up in a minute. Welcome. Did today arrive quick enough for you guys? Are you seniors? No? So welcome to Senior Design 1. My name is Joe Piccone, you should know that. I've talked to a lot of you over the course of the last year or two. And this semester we actually have joining us for the first time are some honor students from Intro to Engineering. So if I'd like those students to raise their hands. Single them. So they're going to be, I haven't quite figured out what you're going to do yet, but we're going to do something interesting. And we decided the best thing was to let them actually begin experiencing senior design from the very beginning. So, because we build really cool stuff in this class. So it's going to be interesting to deal with them. So I'd like to talk to the honor students for a couple minutes after class. We'll finish at 1:30, and that'll leave us some time to talk about things. So let me begin with a, to rag on you a little bit. So who remembers December 30th? Why?
I got some email.
You got some email from me. Long emails, right? I write these horribly long emails. Don't come to class late. This is the last time you'll be late, right?
Gotcha.
Unless you have class at, under across campus or something, I understand that. Okay, so December 30th, I sent a message. Big, long message. What is this a plot of? What? That's a response time. And what are the two things you notice about this plot? What number is that? 70%. So what was at the bottom of that email message? Reply to me with the number 27 in the subject line. This is something I do in my research groups every now and then when I get really mad at my research students. We call it a mail bomb. This is the response time. Now, you know, I can understand not replying on New Year's Eve night or something, but as of, if you look at the 50% point, 3 or 4 days, only 50% of the class had responded, and 30% of you probably didn't even notice you had to respond because you probably did not read the entire message. So this is lesson number one in this class. Read every email message. If I send it, you drop what you're doing and you read that email message in its entirety. Because we do a lot through email in this class. Everything is done through email in this class. And there's all sorts of good information that comes through email. So this was a little game. It did, the response didn't surprise me, but as many of you know from your department heads, we're having real trouble with students keeping up on email. And I don't want to hear that you get hundreds of email messages a day. You learn to deal with it. Because we are going to communicate a lot of really important information through email. For example, your first homework assignment, which was due today. What was your first homework assignment?
Website.
How do you, and what? Where did you go to find out about that homework assignment? Oh, shoot. The senior design site. Where is, and I've sent you an email, the URL for the senior design site. So there's two important resources in this class for you. One is the senior design site, and the second, which is linked off of the senior design site, are the inventory of past projects. Throughout the semester, you're going to struggle with what does he really mean for that assignment. And sooner or later, you'll learn that there's about a 10-year archive of senior design projects on these two links, the past projects and older projects. And you should be using these projects to help figure out the kinds of things we're expecting in senior design. In addition, we do send these rubrics for each homework assignment. We'll get in the routine on that, but you should be looking at other senior design websites to figure out what this course is all about. So obviously we're going to do a lot through the web, particularly the websites. The course syllabus is shown here. We're going to meet Tuesdays from 12:30 to 1:30. Usually we do about an hour. What do you expect it to do on Thursday? Meet as your team meeting. That's leaking there, isn't it? Is there a bucket down there or something? No? Let me just... No. There's nobody on duty here? Are you with the college?
Yes.
Okay. We have I know this isn't exactly your job description, but we have a water leak in 305.
Okay.
And we need to get someone in there.
Okay.
Okay. So on Thursdays, you are to meet with your teams. I do not ever want to hear a team member tell me that someone in their group is not available on Thursdays because they're at their job or they're somewhere else. You are to block off that time on Thursday and have team meetings weekly. You are to document those team meetings on your websites. Meeting logs are going to be one of the things you'll be graded on periodically in this course. So that's how we're going to do the Tuesday-Thursday thing. And then with what I do with Senior Design 2 is that we meet with Senior Design 2 students. I lecture on Thursday, and then on Tuesday they have their weekly meetings. The only complication this semester is that we have a little bit of room logistics, so some of the lectures are going to switch between Tuesday and Thursday depending on the week. That'll happen mostly in April, but I'll give you advance notice about that. Some of my contact information is here and such. What's special about this class this semester? Anybody have any idea what's special about this class?
Abbott was reviewing it.
What?
I heard Abbott was reviewing it.
No. Abbott?
Yeah.
Abbott's always reviewing us. Even if they aren't, I claim that Abbott's reviewing us. But that's a good point. All of you share a unique experience in this class, or at least some of you who've come up through our program. This is the first class for which what has happened?
No?
We
get to, I guess,
we learned over the years and design our own projects.
What were you doing about two semesters ago?
Classes?
What specific class? Nope, not two semesters ago. Who knows? Who has met Joe Janowski? Oh, technical writing. You were the first class to have the new technical writing. But I mean, some of you. I realize some people got out of sequence, but in spring semester, we revamped technical writing. Joe Janowski taught the course. A number of you had the course. And you're actually the first class now that I'm seeing in Senior Design 1. So that means I have elevated expectations about your writing abilities in this course. And you are going to write a lot in this course, especially in first semester. Every week there's going to be...
I'm going to throw a tarp over and call it in. He takes it every time.
Every week there's going to be a writing assignment due. But I want to emphasize that the writing assignments that are due every week are a small part of the total amount of work you're going to put into the course. And you'll come to realize that probably too late in the semester, but very often students think all we have to do this week is just turn in that writing assignment. The writing assignment is supposed to be a small piece of the work you actually do on the senior design project. And you'll get a chance to experience that as we go. But there's a lot of work you have to do understanding your projects before you can actually write about them. And unfortunately, teams try to do it the other way. They say, let's just write them some BS for them. So they try to write some problem statement that, without knowing what their project actually is. And then they say, we'll figure out later what we're actually going to do in senior design. And then you end up wasting a lot of time on the writing assignments, and that's time that's not really useful to you in your senior design project. So now, you just kind of start the downward spiral. But the writing assignments are really supposed to be the outputs of all the work you do understanding your project. And that often gets lost in this course, so I want you to understand that. This is the grading policies. 50% of your grade comes from the weekly assignments. There'll be assignment due just about every week. We'll probably do about 12 to 13 of those. Then the rest of the grade is split between the design document, the website, your preliminary design review, your final design review, your advisor and coordinator evaluations. In addition, you can earn an extra 10% credit if you show me a hardware prototype of your system by the end of Senior Design 1. The reason we do that is because we want to encourage you to start building so quickly, because in second semester, there's not a lot of time to actually build your projects. And then there's also a lab penalty for cleanup. I'll talk about that towards the end of the semester. I don't know if any of you have ever been in a lab after senior design finishes, but it looks like a war zone usually. And we're getting tired of cleaning up, so you have an incentive to clean up the lab. Since hopefully you all read the syllabus over the break when I encouraged you to, there are a couple things I want to point out. The survivor clause. What is the worst possible thing that can happen at the end of Senior Design 1? What? You kick someone out of your group. I taught senior design for about 5 or 6 years before I came to Temple. Never had to invoke that. Every semester I've been at Temple, I've had to invoke that. You broke my perfect record. Not you guys, but the... And unfortunately, every semester we've had to invoke this. We've had people agree to be part of a team and not show up and do anything. And at the end of the semester, then they try to claim that they did as much as anybody else on the team and all that. And unfortunately, they've been unsuccessful at that. I don't really want to invoke the survivor thing, but about half of your teams are going to go through severe member dysfunction this semester. Now, many of you have picked teams based on friendships, right? Even though we advise against that. There will be some friendships permanently damaged in this course, unfortunately. People will stop answering their emails and cell phones. People will disappear. People won't do what they're told to do. It gets rough. How do you prevent people like that from getting the same grade that you do? You document, document, document. So every week you will fill out meeting logs and put those on your website. Those meeting logs need to define action items, need to show the people responsible for those action items. The meeting logs also need to list who was at the meeting. And then the following week, the first part of the meeting should be reporting on the action items and then going on to new business. So if you come to us and say, well, you know, so-and-so hasn't done a thing on this project and it's really unfair that they get the same grade as me because I did all the work, the first thing I say is show me your meeting logs. So you're going to have a lot of teaming problems this semester. Unfortunately, we're having a lot of teaming problems here at Temple. I'm hoping that's a transitory thing, but so you need to be aware of the tools you have in your hands to mitigate that. A second thing I wanted to mention, at the end of Senior Design 1 last semester, teams were classified into three tiers. We called them Tier 1 projects, Tier 2 projects, and Tier 3 projects. The Tier 3 projects had to do work over the break before they were allowed to enter Senior Design 2 because they did not get far enough along in Senior Design 1. Even though they got a passing grade, they were not allowed into Senior Design 2 until they completed some mandatory work. So that's the same thing that will happen in this course. Even though you get a passing grade, that doesn't mean you're out of the woods completely. Your project may get classified as Tier 1, which means fine, everything's great. Tier 2 means we're strongly encouraging you to do some work. Tier 3 means you don't get into Senior Design 2 until you complete that work. We had some plagiarism last semester. Several teams got zeros on their design documents, their final design documents, because of plagiarism. We use a really good plagiarism checking tool in this course on Blackboard. And if you plagiarize, more than likely we'll catch it. It's really obvious in senior design documents when someone's plagiarized. So, there's just no tolerance for that. Now, in terms of schedules, there's two really big events in this class. And you know this because you've been participating in them. So how many of you attended the Senior Design Day last semester? Raise your hands high. That's unbelievable, right? Why? What better way to learn about what's involved in senior design than to attend Senior Design Day and see these presentations? Further, we canceled classes so you could attend Senior Design Day. And yet, most of the rooms were empty, except for senior design students. That's unacceptable. On the 12th of April, we will have Senior Design Day. You will do your final design presentation on that day. And we'll spend a lot of time preparing for that. But hopefully by now, by attending previous senior design days, because we've been running these every semester for quite a while now, you have a good idea of what's expected in those presentations. Prior to that, the week before spring break on March 1st, we're having preliminary design reviews. These will be over at the Student Activity Center, and these will be sort of a dry run for your final presentations. And, we'll have time. We'll explain in much more detail what's involved in these things, but I'd just like to point out these two dates are fixed, and a lot of what we do this semester rolls up to these two events. In Senior Design 2, you will again do a preliminary design review and a final design review. So that means you're going to do four presentations over the course of the two semesters. And your team is four people. So that kind of works out, right? So that means you only get to do one presentation. Everybody in the group must do one of these presentations. You do the entire presentation by yourself, because of course you've seen this at Senior Design Day. You answer all the questions by yourself. Some of you who were in sessions I was at probably heard me to tell other members of the team to be quiet and not answer questions. It's you and only you reviewing your entire project. And that's a process that's very important because that's going to force you to learn everything you need to know about your projects. So you need to think about which speakers in your group are going to do which of these presentations. You have two in Senior Design 1, two in Senior Design 2. Which is the hardest of these presentations to give? Why? Right, so the first one is hard because your project is really not as far along as it should be. What's the next hardest presentation to do? In the second semester? No. The next hardest presentation is this one, because your project typically at this point is not as, you're struggling a bit with design content and other things. Then the next hardest presentation to give is the last one at the second semester. But that one is hard because there's so much to talk about. You have to fit it all into to 15 minutes. It's more of a time management issue. You have more than enough to talk about in that presentation. You also have the preliminary design review in the second semester is rough because your hardware is usually not as far along as it needs to be. So you want to strategize to put your best speakers at the right points in this cycle. You don't want to burn your best speaker on a presentation which is not as important. So, you know, think about that a little bit. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to presentations. But everybody does one complete presentation themselves. We'll go through a number of lectures through the course that prepares you for the assignments that are due. So today we'll talk a little bit about the problem statement as well as because you have that assignment due next week. So the assignments are going to come pretty fast, and you really need to divide the labor on your team. So what is the hallmark of a successful senior design team? And we see this every semester, and it's very evident. A team that does really well in senior design, what are some of the most important attributes of that team? And I talked about this a little bit in seminar class.
Communication
is good. Something more important than that. When I look at the end of the semester and I'm about to assign grades to you individually, what's always apparent about the good teams? Everybody in the team contributed. And more importantly, what? Can you refine that concept a little bit? No, not quite.
A good team leader?
No. That's important, but that's not the critical element.
Everyone understands the whole project?
That's important, but not critical. I mean, that's important, but there's something I want to stress. You've got how many credit hours is this course?
One.
How much work are you going to do in this course?
Too much.
How do you survive this course?
Alcohol.
We do that at the end of the semester. So what you often see when teams struggle in senior design is what I call the crowding effect. You see four people doing this, doing this, doing this, doing this. In second semester, for example, you go in the lab and you will see four people hunched over a circuit or whatever, looking at it, all with the, you know, with confused looks on their face, saying, "We don't know what's wrong. We don't know what's going on." When you hand out an assignment, you see the teams meeting, all four of them together, trying to write an abstract or trying to write a problem statement, actually sitting together, trying to write this. That's a recipe for failure in this course. That's not how things work. The high-performing teams invariably are able to decompose their project into small pieces, and everybody does their own thing. Everybody has their niche. Everybody has their specialty. Everybody contributes in a meaningful way on things they're really good at. The teams that struggle, the teams that complain the course is too much work and all this kind of stuff, are the teams where everyone has to, they all kind of have to do it together. Nobody's strong enough to do things individually. So, for example, we're going to do 13 writing assignments. You say, well, this course is only one credit hour. That's unreal to have to do 13 writing assignments. But there's four people in the team, so that means basically three writing assignments in a semester for each one of you. Not a big deal. But the problem becomes when you hear the team say, well, we don't trust that person to write because everything they give us is terrible. We have to rewrite it, and it's faster just to write it ourselves. That's a problem. So one of the things we're going to push this semester, much more than we did previous semesters, is project management, decomposition of your project into smaller tasks and assigning those tasks to specific individuals. Sounds easy, right? Very hard to do in practice, but it's essential. Therefore, what is your second homework assignment?
Schedule an abstract.
I can't believe nobody complained about it either. That's why you need to read my messages carefully, or I'll just keep loading the work on until somebody complains. I gave a lecture to you, I believe, in seminar last semester, towards the end of the semester. What was it involving? What tool did I talk about?
Microsoft Project.
By next week, I want your baseline Microsoft Project schedule for your project. Now, let's be honest. Honesty is very important in this class because most of the questions I ask, I know the answers to. You don't have to try to fool me. How many of you actually looked at Microsoft Project since I gave that lecture? How many of you even remember where to find Microsoft Project? Where do we find Microsoft Project?
On the College of Engineering with the downloads.
Good. From the computer services, actually, but the download site. So this week, you're going to be consumed with, you should have already installed Microsoft Project because, of course, I told you at the end of that lecture to do it, and you all do everything I tell you, so that was done. And you're going to then use this tool to create your baseline project schedule this semester, and then every week, you're going to update that schedule. And that means you're going to be able to see percent completion on all your major tasks. This is the way project management is done in the real world. And you're going to hear a lot about that this semester. I spent a lot of time in industry prior to joining academia, so I'm trying to teach you skills which you actually use in industry. And you will, whether you like it or not, in industry, always be reporting on the status of your projects every week, sometimes every day. And that's done through tools like Microsoft Project. So you're going to learn how to do that this semester. Now, the reason for that is not that I want you to become Microsoft Project junkies. You have people in industry actually who will do that for you. The reason is that that forces you to sit down and think about how you're going to decompose your project. So you can make up, you can satisfy that assignment by just making up some bogus schedule that makes it all look good, the arrows look nice, everything flows properly. You might even get a good grade on it. But it could be totally orthogonal to what you're actually going to do on your project. Well, that's a problem then. You're wasting time doing this schedule and it's not really contributing to your project. Instead, what you really need to do is to sit down and figure out how you're going to break your project up into smaller pieces and who's going to work on those. And those are discussions you hopefully were having over the break. Hopefully those are discussions you had when you formed your team. And hopefully that's now going to get translated into an actual document. If you need help with this, meet with your advisors and talk about your projects with them. I will send a little bit more information later today about the project abstract. Everything you do in this course must conform to a template that I give you. This is another aspect of engineering that you've probably not really appreciated until now, because in our courses we often say use these formats, but then when you don't use them, we still pass you. The story I like to talk about with writing is I've worked on a number of very large proposals. I've worked on a proposal where we spent $1 million preparing that proposal. $1 million preparing a proposal. When we went to submit that proposal, it was rejected. We submitted it electronically. It was rejected immediately upon submission. We were submitting 5 o'clock the night before the proposal was due. Submit it, hit the button, it says rejected. Do you know why it was rejected? They had a format checker built into the submission process that scanned if there was anything in your document outside the margins. They picked it up and they kicked out your proposal. When we generated our PDF, the PDF generator wrote some text at the bottom of each page, like, you know, document.